Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God for our meditation is recorded in Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, do you remember your baptism? For most of us, the answer is, of course not. I was baptized as an infant or a small child. But for those who were baptized as youth or adults, I'm sure it is still a vivid memory. Some people bring to mind the fact that they are baptized by making the sign of the cross, knowing that the pastor made the sign of the cross over their forehead and heart at their baptism, signifying that they will believe in the crucified Lord Jesus Christ. A few generations ago, baptismal certificates were more elaborate than they are today. Some were even as large as posters. They contained the same information that our baptism certificates do today, but were beautiful lithographs suitable for framing. So that's what many Christians, such as my great-grandmother, did. They hung them on a bedroom wall or somewhere else in their house where others could see them. There they could serve as daily reminders that this family member has been baptized into Christ and is part of God's family. Our text today is an exhortation to remember your baptism. How do we do this? By daily dying to sin and by daily rising with Christ. Remember your baptism by daily dying to sin. Our text asks, do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? The child carried to baptism is buried there. What a graphic image. But what else can be done with a child whose nature is totally corrupt and whose legacy is only sin and guilt? To live, that child must first die. And that's what happens in baptism. Baptism doesn't make your sinful nature better. It drowns and buries it through the power of our Redeemer's death. On the cross, Christ bore the guilt and paid the penalty for all our sins, both the actual sins in our daily lives and the original sin in which we were born. When he died as our substitute, we died in him. Through baptism, his death for sin is applied to us personally. His death becomes our death. We were buried with him through baptism into death. But the old Adam, our sinful nature, like a stubborn dandelion out in the yard, keeps sticking its head up again and again in the lawn of daily life. Once drowned, our old Adam doesn't drop to the bottom of the sea, but comes to surface again and again, not only gasping for air, but trying to squeeze the Christian breath out of the believer's lungs. The soul, cleansed by Christ at the baptismal font, becomes a soul torn and tempted by the old evil foe to the point that we join Paul in agonizing. What I do is not the good that I want to do. No, the evil that I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. If we look honestly at our hearts, we know exactly what Paul is talking about. This repeated battle with a reemerging enemy. Though we sin daily, just as before our baptism, there is one all-important difference. We may lose a battle, but not the war. The old Adam does not have the final word. Our Savior does. Dying to sin involves daily contrition and repentance, as is described in Ephesians 4, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Daily, the old man needs to be drowned again and again, and our sins tossed back into the baptismal font through confessing our sins and repentance. Each day in prayer, we may confess our sins before God, who has lifted their burden off of our shoulders and placed them on Christ, who carried this burden all the way to the cross. When we pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses," we ask God to forgive all of our sins, even those we're not aware of. But when a particular sin is troubling our conscience, we may confess it to our pastor or confessor and hear from them the comforting words that God has forgiven us for Jesus' sake. United with Christ in holy baptism, he imparts to us all the blessings of his saving work. His victory becomes our victory. His righteousness, our righteousness. Not only does baptism connect us to Christ's cross, but also to his empty tomb. Our relationship to Christ extends not only to his death, but also to his glorious resurrected life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. Remember your baptism by daily rising with Christ, as Paul exhorts, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. To walk in newness of life means that a resurrection to new life has occurred. This walking, living the new life in Christ, shows that we have been raised to life, that old things have passed away, and all things have become new. Have you ever seen two trees or bushes growing so closely together that you can't distinguish which fruit belongs to which tree? That is the way it is now with us in Christ. Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches." God is pleased with our fruit because our limbs have intermingled with the tree of Christ. Our lives, our limbs are so intertwined with Christ that our fruit is Christ's fruit and Christ's fruit is our fruit. And baptism is where it all got started. Jesus' life and death were applied to you when you were still a dead piece of wood that the pastor was holding over the baptismal font. There, God made you alive, changing you from a dead piece of wood to a living young tree. God made you his own dear child, as the pastor said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Planted together with Christ, we are united with him and the power of his death and resurrection. The fruits of Jesus' resurrection life will be found in us who are baptized with and buried and risen with him. But to stay alive, we need to be fed. Jesus says, "Without me, you can do nothing." Just as our physical bodies would starve if we have no nourishment, we also are prone to spiritual starvation if we don't come into contact with God's word and the sacraments. We don't just feed our bodies once a week or stop eating at a certain age. Even so, we are to continue to search the scriptures throughout our lives through Bible study and daily devotions. God desires for us to gather regularly at his house for worship, to drink deeply of his life-giving word, and to grow strong through his holy supper. He wants us to arm ourselves with the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, to wield against our enemy. He wants us to wrap ourselves tightly in the robe of Christ's righteousness so that we stand bravely against our foe and boldly before God. What does it mean to remember your baptism? This involves more than having a mental recollection of the event or hanging our framed baptismal certificate on the wall. Rather, it means to reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Remember your baptism by daily dying to sin and daily rising with Christ. Amen.